Bless you, beloved. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We're located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. We gather via conference call. We thank you for joining us today as we are going forth in Sunday school. Amen. Praise God. This is Sunday school. The scripture text today that we are studying from is coming from Luke chapter 23. And we're going straight through to verse 49. So it's Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 49. And the lesson today is the crucifixion of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We welcome you on this Palm Sunday. Amen. The start of Holy Week. Amen. Feel free. Amen. To ask questions and to get involved. Well, this is what Sunday school is about. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, O God, for, amen, the opportunity that we can gather our unlimited access to your throne of grace. We thank you for the Sunday school and all that you have drawn, O God. We ask that you illuminate the eyes of their understanding. O God, use them, bless them, illuminate the eyes of their understanding, O God, and have your way in their life. In Jesus' name we pray, thank God, amen. Bless you, Brother Golden. We thank you for being on today.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to get started today in Sunday school. Remember, this is Hearts Ablaze Sunday School. Amen. Praise God. We want our hearts to be ablaze. We want the Word of God to burn in us. Amen. Praise God. This means that we have to give the Word of God our undivided attention. Amen. And so today's lesson is the crucifixion of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ. And we're going to go to we're going to go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 33 through 49. Now, Brother Golden, do you have the word today? Can you start us off with the read?
Hello?
Yes. Are you able to read?
Yes. You said Luke, chapter 23?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. Luke, yes. Chapter 23, and you said verses 33.
Verses 33.
Oh, sorry,
verses 33 through 49.
Okay, I can do that. All right, let me go to Luke chapter 23. I have it, verses 33 through 39. All right, I will start beginning. I will begin to read once again Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 39. Here we go. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left hand. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And that's it.
Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, as we said, Brother Golden, thank you for reading the text. The name of our lesson today is the crucifixion of Jesus. Amen. And the golden text today is, And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Amen, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen. Praise God. We're going to look at the introduction to the lesson. When Jesus was crucified, his suffering and death on the cross prompted a wide range of responses. The Jewish rulers mocked Jesus, the soldiers divided his garments, casting lots to determine who would get to keep each portion. The two criminals who were crucified on either side of Jesus had contrasting responses. One of them joined the chorus that was abusing the Lord. The other criminal, however, admitted his own guilt and Jesus' innocence. And Jesus hung on the cross, and the whole land became dark for 3 hours. The temple veil leading to the holies of holies was torn in two as Jesus rendered his spirit to God the Father. As he saw all of this, the Roman centurion became convinced that Jesus was indeed innocent. The crowd also recognized that something dreadful had occurred. At a distance stood Jesus' longtime followers, not comprehending what they had witnessed. Amen. And so, beloved, this is key. Amen. Praise God. We have to be very careful about the other voices that we hear, the noise in the room, I like to say. Amen. Praise God. Because we see that Jesus was hung between two malefactors. When Jesus was crucified, the Bible teaches us that they crucified him, amen, in the middle of two thieves. So there was a thief on his right and a thief on his left. Amen. Praise God. One thief was moved by the crowd that taunted Jesus, amen, that rejected Jesus, that abused Jesus, amen. And he mocked Jesus and he said unto the Christ, amen, praise God. The Christ means the anointed one. He said to Jesus, amen, praise God. He said, deliver yourself and deliver us too, amen, amen. He mocked them. He told them that if you be the Son of God, amen, deliver yourself and deliver us too. But there was one malefactor, amen, that did not conform to the ways of the world, amen. This is what God means when he tells us, amen, don't be moved by the crowd, amen. Don't be moved by the majority. Know Christ for yourself. Come to know the word of God for yourself, amen. Praise God that this way you can agree with God, amen, that you will know those eternal things, those divine things, amen. Praise God. Beloved, we do not want to be moved by the masses. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes amen. We have to stand alone like the malefactor, amen, that said to him, praise God, Lord, remember me when you get to your kingdom. Like the malefactor that corrected the other one and said that we are here because we are guilty. Amen. Praise God. This is why we're being crucified. We were thieves. We were wrong. And we are getting what we deserve. Amen. And beloved, I believe that that's how true repentance is. True repentance that we got to be able to look at the things that we have done wrong. And instead of trying to weasel our way out of it, amen, praise God, hallelujah, instead of trying to get a way of escape without admitting what we have done wrong, amen, we just have to face it and say, yes, I was wrong. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I know when I repented, I said, I am a sinner in my sins. Amen. In need of a savior. Amen. Lord, save me. Amen. Praise God. And so we want to be mindful that we're not moved by the masses. Amen. Praise God. But that we have ears to hear the voice of God. Amen. Whether it is through his word, whether it's through his still small voice, whether it is through the prompting of the Holy Ghost, whether he dropped a word in the top in our spirit, we want to be able to submit to God, resist the devil, and not conform to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. Praise God. And so there's a lot going on here in this text. Amen. As we look at it, the scene shows Jesus, if you could just see it, hung on a cross between two malefactors. Yes, they strung him up. Amen. Praise God. They hung him high and stretched him wide. Praise God. But somebody had to die. Amen. And we talked about purpose today. Amen. And being lowly. This was Jesus, a lowly servant. Amen. And he fulfilled the very purpose that he came to do. He came to die. Amen. Praise God. And so the lesson outlined today is mocking and response by the crowd. Amen. And so we find that there was those that mocked Jesus. Amen. Praise God. They ridiculed Jesus. This was the response of the crowd. This was the people that he died for. Beloved, I ask you in the life that you live today, are you mocking Jesus? Amen. Praise God. We want to be careful not to be like the crowd. We want to be careful not to mock him. We want to be careful to live our life unto Christ. We don't want to crucify him afresh again. Amen. He delivered us from sin. Amen. There's no way sin should be reigning in our life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible also says that God is not mocked. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will not be mocked. Whatever a man soweth, so shall he reap. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, in the life that we live, we want to be careful, amen, that we do not mock God, amen, that we live a life of holiness unto him, amen, with a renewed mind. Amen. The second outline is mixed line is moving response by the centurion. Amen. And that was once the mixed response by the criminals was that one just wanted to be delivered. Amen. Without repentance. And the other one, he repented. Amen. Praise God. And he too wanted to be delivered. Remember me when you get to your kingdom. Amen. And so we see here that through our faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, that none of us are getting what we deserve. Eternal death was what we deserved. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But because of our faith in Jesus and God's compassion through Jesus Christ and his plan toward us, what did we get? We wind up getting eternal life. Hallelujah. Who does not want that way of escape? Who does not want eternal life and then supernatural divine provision while we are here on earth? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Only a fool would not want to serve him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And beloved, we have here the moving response by the centurion. Amen. That was one of the Roman soldiers. Amen. That was there. Amen. I'm sure this man saw many crucifixions. And in these crucifixions, I am quite sure that he had never seen the sky get so dark. Amen. Praise God. He has never heard the earthquake. Amen. The Bible teaches us that at the time that Jesus Christ, amen, committed his spirit unto God and he said it is finished and he gave up his ghost. He gave up his spirit. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, it was not Pontius Pilate that killed Jesus. Jesus died willingly. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He could have stopped that at any time. But he went willingly, as the Bible says, fulfilling the scripture as a lamb to the slaughter. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we find that this centurion, that he had to see many crucifixions. Amen. Praise God. But there was something different. Amen. About Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. There was something different about this man. Amen. That said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. That prayed for those, amen, that ridiculed him, spit on him, pulled out his beard, that crucified him, that divided his clothes for lot. There was something different about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Even on the cross, with the nails in his hands and his feet, even while he was thirsty, he used his breath to pray for sinners. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is a great example. Jesus is the ultimate example on how we are to respond to our enemy. He is the ultimate example. How should we respond to our enemies? Well, according to Jesus, we ought to pray for them. Amen. According to Jesus, we ought to say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But without that prayer, how can they make it in? Hallelujah. Because God do have to defend us. Amen. He says, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Amen. So when it comes down to people that are enemies, amen, of the cross, God has to respond. Amen. But when we pray that prayer, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do, even for the sinner man and even our enemy, there is mercy. Mercy that God will reveal himself to them, that they won't die and see a devil's hell. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we have to be like-minded in Christ in our responses, amen, to affliction, in our responses to adversity, even in our response to our enemies, amen. Praise God. Yes, the world wants you to be like them. The world wants you to act up, get crazy, curse, lose your mind, amen. Praise God. So they can say that there is nothing different about you, amen. Praise God. But not only did the crowd know that there was something different about Jesus, the malefactors had conflicting views. There was something different about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The centurion and Jesus giving up his ghost and there being darkness that's coming over the sky. They said it was an eclipse, but not that dark. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even the veil rented on the holies of holies. Amen. They knew. Amen. The Pharisees and the Sadducees knew that there was something different about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The centurion comment was, oh, I know that this is a just man. Amen. And so, beloved, I ask you today, amen, Jesus, he raised the bar on how we ought to live. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Loving our enemies, praying for our enemies, how we ought to be in relationship with one another. Listen, this conversation just keep coming up. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Amen. Jesus did not call us to live something that he himself did not live. Sometimes we find ourselves in relationship with people and they want us to live a standard that they themselves is not willing to sacrifice and give. Amen. But Jesus Christ, amen, not only did he live this standard, but he empowers us by way of his spirit that we too can live the standard. He empowers us by way of his spirit that with love we can obey God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He empowers us. Amen. Hallelujah. That we can resist, submit to God and resist the devil and make the devil flee. He empowers us. Amen. Hallelujah. That sin does not reign in our life anymore. Beloved, we are empowered. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you. Amen. Sometimes we want to look at people as that example, and sometimes our pastors, our leaders can be great examples. But, beloved, I tell you, you better keep your eye on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. For if anybody falls short, one man that we know that did not fall short, his name is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep our eye on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the moment we stop following Christ, we falter. Amen. We falter in the way. Amen. And so we want to follow Christ. I want to teach you how to follow Christ. I want to teach you how to keep your eye on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See him, amen, as the lowly servant. See him as the lamb to the slaughter, as it depicts here in this text. Amen. Beloved, let us look at the practical points really quick. I want you to be able to see the practical points and what it is that we are going to be looking at in this text. Just bear with me for a minute. I'm trying to get to the practical point. Okay, let us look at today's aim first. Today's aim is the fact, amen, to review Christ's crucifixion and the events that accompanied it, amen. What do we know about Christ's crucifixion through the text that we read today and the events that accompanied it? One of the things that we know is that he was innocent, amen, praise God. We know that he was without sin, that he was perfect, amen, and that part of his purpose and reason for coming, amen, hallelujah, was that he came, amen, for the very purpose to be that ultimate sacrifice, that once and for all sacrifice, amen? And so we don't have to kill any lambs or goats or anything like that. We don't have to kill the heifer. We don't have to do none of that. Jesus Christ died, amen? He is the only sacrifice. If you miss this, if your faith missed this, amen, there's not another sacrifice to come. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so these are some of the events around it. Some of the events around it is that Jesus came lowly. Amen. Praise God. He came riding in on the ass. He didn't come with a crown on his head. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, this is how the children of Israel wanted their king to come. They did not want their king to come in a way, amen, praise God, that appeared to be lower than the Roman government. Lower than the Roman government. Amen. Yes. The Roman government exalted themselves, but Jesus came low. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And beloved, that is something to think about. We don't have to exalt ourselves. We can humble ourselves and God will exalt us. Amen. What are the facts around the event? The facts around the events is that Jesus was betrayed by one that was close to him. Amen. Jesus was betrayed by one that was close to him. Amen. The ultimate betrayal. Amen. A friend betrayed him with a kiss. The friend said, the one that I kiss, he is Jesus. Offered him up. Amen. Beloved, sometimes our Judases come to push us further into our purpose. Judas. Amen. Hallelujah. Judas is a spirit in the earth. Amen. Praise God that God will use to push you in your purpose. Amen. Push you closer where God wants you to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It feels like betrayal, but it is the purpose and the will of God for you to get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What were the events accompanied around it? Well, the events accompanied around it is that Jesus was Peter denies him 3 times. Amen. Well, we don't have to worry about that. Why? Because Jesus said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you like wheat. And that denial, it opened the door for the enemy to work. Amen. Praise God. Satan desires to sift you like wheat, but Jesus said, but I prayed for you. Amen. Beloved, amen. Jesus is yet our high priest, and he is praying for us, seated in heavenly places, praying, interceding. Amen. Somebody say, I know I'm going to make it. Amen. I know I am going to make it. Amen. For him that died and resurrected, he is praying for me. I know I am going to make it. Amen. Beloved, when we look at the events surrounding the crucifixion, it is a phenomenal event. Amen. Praise God. We get to see the wickedness in the world. Amen. We get to see the true heart of man. That a moment ago, they was crying, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. But right now, amen, they're crying, crucify. Amen. Praise God. They're crying, crucify. They want to crucify the very one that they just finished praising. These are the events that is surrounding the crucifixion. Amen. Praise God. This is why we have to be careful. Amen. Let God be God in the people's life. Because the same people that praise you, amen, will try to crucify you. Amen. Praise God. They will blame you, amen, for the reason why they're not making it. Amen. Let God be God in the people's life. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us move and get out of the way so Jesus can reign. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, what are the events that accompany the crucifixion? Amen. Praise God. We saw Jesus humble on the cross. We saw him go to the slaughter like a lowly and willing lamb. That these were the events around the cross. We saw that he did not complain. We saw that he did not murmur. Amen. Hallelujah. It is our sins that was pinned to the cross. He was innocent. Like the malefactor said, it is our sin. Amen. Praise God. That was pinned to the cross. Amen. Listen, beloved, we were guilty. We were not innocent, but we did not get what we deserved. Faith in Christ allows us a way of escape. Faith in Christ allows us the love of God. Faith in Christ gave us right standing with God. Faith in Christ gave us the gift of eternal life. Amen. Praise God. So sometimes I like to sit back and I like to look at, amen, the events that accompany the crucifixion, everything that took place, the ultimate betrayal. Amen. The denial. Amen. Praise God. But yet still we see the love of God. We see Christ restore Peter. Amen. With Peter, do you love me? Amen. And if you love me, then feed my sheep. See, beloved, this thing is not about us. I show up. Amen. Praise God. Because I'm graced to show up. I teach because I'm graced to teach. I teach because I love God. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you love him, he said, feed my sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you love him, he said that you will obey me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at the print. Do anyone else want to share an event that accompanied the crucifixion? Amen. Anyone have an event in mind that stood out to them that they would like to share? An event that accompanied the crucifixion, anything that stood out to you? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will hear some of these events. Amen. In the seven words and the seven saints. Amen. The principle is to recognize the crucifixion of Christ as the historical fact on which our faith is built. Amen. A solid foundation. Amen. Praise God. This is God's plan. Amen. The solid rock. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is an historical fact. Amen. That took place. Yes, Jesus was crucified. But beloved, I love that his tomb is empty. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's many that came. Amen. That people believed to be prophets that said that they knew the way. Only one came and said, I am the way. That's Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he was crucified. There was a tearing of his skin and a shedding of his blood. Amen. For our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. He died and was buried. Amen. But today his tomb is empty. Amen. Hallelujah. 3 days later, his tomb was empty. Amen. And his tomb is still empty today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, yes, we do know, amen, that this is a historical fact. Amen. And our faith is built on, amen, his crucifixion, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. We can identify. Amen. And so the application is to respond to Jesus. Amen. His substitutionary death. Amen. Why was his death substitutionary? Well, his death was substitutionary because, amen, he died for us. He was our substitute, our scapegoat. Amen. Jesus died that we did not have to die an eternal death. Amen. Praise God. It is an eternal death that we escape. We all got to give up this earth suit. Amen. But an eternal death we will not see. We will spend eternity with God because of our faith in Jesus and what he finished at the cross. Amen. And so Jesus' substitutionary death, amen, with repentance and faith in him. Amen. Praise God. This is application. We have to constantly apply that. Jesus is our substitute, and our faith is in his finished work at the cross, and that puts us in right standing with God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The act of crucifixion. This one verse answers three questions: where, what, and who. Be prepared to give, amen, regards, amen, on the location of Calvary. Beloved, where was Calvary? Where was Calvary, beloved? Jesus was crucified in a place called Calvary. It was also called the place of the skull or Golgotha. Amen. Hallelujah. That's paying attention to the scene. To the scene. It was called Calvary, the place of the skull or Golgotha. That's where they crucified our Savior. Amen. After they crucified him, he was buried in a borrowed tomb. Amen. Praise God. The tomb wasn't even his. He didn't pay for the tomb. Amen. But it was the borrowed tomb of the centurion. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That knew that there was something wrong with this crucifixion, that there was something special about Jesus. Amen. But beloveds, let us get to the main event concerning this teach. The main event was that Jesus was hung between two malefactors. Amen. And between these two malefactors, they both had an opinion. Amen. Praise God. What is your opinion about Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. What is your opinion about Jesus when you're going through? What is your opinion about Jesus when everything is all right? What is your opinion about Jesus when people are coming up against you? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When other people have a negative opinion about Jesus, can you be swayed? Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, don't be swayed. Amen. But renew your mind. Amen. Through the word of God. Hallelujah. And stand firm in a position. Amen. Hallelujah. That your faith is built on a solid foundation. Amen. Praise God. Don't waver. Jesus is that rock. Amen. And so we see here the one malefactor. Amen. Hallelujah. He was persuaded by the crowd. Amen. But the other. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe he had a revelation. Beloved, we need a revelation. Amen. I believe he had a revelation. Amen. He said that Jesus is innocent. Amen. Praise God. And he also, amen, stated, amen, that Jesus had a kingdom. We know that above Jesus' head as a mocking, amen, it was put above his head the king of Jews. Amen. And the Jews rejected him and did not want him to be their king. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen, when he was crucified, Pontius said that the blood of this innocent man will not be on my hands. He said the blood of this innocent man will be on your hands and the hands of your children. And they said, so be it. Let it be on our hands and the hands of our children. Amen. This was their attitude because the heart of man is wicked. That's what we saw. We saw the wickedness of the heart of man. The wickedness of the heart of man will say, deliver me even though I am guilty without any repentance. Amen. The heart of man will cause for a man to divide your clothes. Amen. While you're being crucified, while you watch. The heart of man is evil and deceitfully wicked. Who would know it? Amen. You can shake a man's hand, but you can't shake his heart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. but God reveals
Amen.
To us. And faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, beloved, guess what he did for us? He gave us a new heart. He gave us something new, hallelujah, that we can live life anew. Amen? Praise God, hallelujah. Now, in this lesson, amen, I want to be able to hear from you. Do anyone have anything to share concerning the lesson and what it is that they have learned today?
Yes, I just want to say I learned today that Jesus truly died on the cross for us, that, you know, he died to save all our sins. And, you know, I thought you hit some key points today on, you know, when Jesus was going around doing the work of his Father, you know, making the blind man see, another great acts he did, you know, people had an opinion about him, even in those days. Some
Amen.
Questioned who he was doing these things and why is he doing it.
Amen.
And, you know, like we hit on this week, well, I will say this, let me finish on that part. You know, like you said, you have to know how to hold your head high if you're doing righteous things. You know, Jesus did. He kept going. You know, now I'm sure at some point, I'm not going to say he knew, or maybe he did know, and I just don't know it, that he probably would die. You know, because let's stop and think about it. You come out of nowhere doing supernatural and angelic acts. People are going to question that as all kind of things. Is he a witch? Is he a demon? You know, I'm sure that was talked about too. But no, he told who he was and where he came from. And man is the number one accepted. So people feel what they don't understand.
Amen.
Now, if it's not of God, most of the time we are upset about it, scared about it. We want to desecrate it or kill it. Just like you talked about the sacrifice of the heifer. Well, they kind of put Jesus on the same thing by killing him on the cross, the same type of attitude.
Amen.
And they question him by saying, well, since you're so supernatural and great, let's see if you can save yourself.
Uh-huh.
Now, he probably could have came through those nails, closed his wounds up, and showed him. But he said, no, I'm going to sacrifice for a lifetime for man and saving their sin because Father, what did he say on the cross? It depicted even in movies. It's even in the Bible. Fathers, when they talk about, you know, Jesus Christ, Father, they know
not what they do.
No, they do. That's right. I was going to say
Amen.
And thank you for reciprocating that as well. You know, so we're on the same page. And that's what we got to understand, you know. They did not know what they were doing. So, you know, my thing is, as we look at celebrate Palm Sunday today, as well as we're going to Easter Sunday, we need to remember that Jesus died for us. He died for you. So when you sin, you will have eternal life. That's why
Amen.
You must repent. You know, if you repent, now I'm not saying every sin you do repent. I'm not saying that. I'm saying do repent. And again, let's be honest. We may get rid of one sin and do something else. So therefore, being evolving, that's what Christ came in to save our souls. So the ones that stand on his name and serve him truly will have everlasting life. And that's going to be the difference maker to me between the person that does not know Jesus, the one that will not serve Jesus, and the one that will serve Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm glad my parents still guarded me when I was young, as well as in my adult life, I never forgot him in the rough times, whether it be financially or emotionally. I can truly say to be here today talking on this phone, it won't nothing but him. Nobody but him.
Amen.
You know? So, you know, that's what I took from the lesson. But the main idea of it all is that he truly died on the cross for our sins. And, you know, that was brought up, like I said, in Bible study. Well, he could, but he chose not to. And I didn't even know that. So that's why I'm glad, once again, in coming to Bible study, as well as nowadays Sunday school, that we learn these things. So we learn these things, we'll understand. And we understand, mm-hmm. we can go forth with a better understanding. Because when you understand, that's really how you practice what you preach, when you understand. So that's what I took today from the Sunday school lesson.
Amen. Praise God. And Brother Golden, I tell you, that was such a great share. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And what I got from your share was that everybody has an opinion. Amen. Praise God. But beloved, you have to know God's mind towards you. Amen. People are going to have opinions.
That's right.
We had opinions about Christ. Amen. But we have to know God's mind toward us. Amen. And then another thing that I got from Brother Golden's share was that we all have to make a choice. Amen. Praise God. Listen, this choice is personal. The two malefactors had to make a choice. Amen. One spoke out of the wickedness of his heart, and the other one spoke by revelation. Because the only way that he will be able to call Jesus King is by revelation. That's why I always say that things are not what they seem. God, please give me a revelation. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Some
amen.
People, Jesus just looked like a prophet. Amen. Praise God. He did great things. He was one mighty that was sent by God. Amen. Hallelujah. But he said himself that I am he. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He made himself equal to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. And the people had an opinion about that. Amen. Praise God. Mm. So there's going to always be people in your life that have an opinion.
Amen. Every time.
God's mind towards you. As long as you know that you know that you know that you know, because it is the truth that you know that shall make you free. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That this malefactor knew that made him free. God gave
Amen.
Him a revelation of truth. He said, he said, Jesus, when you get to your kingdom, amen. He said, we are guilty. He is innocent. When you get to your kingdom, recognizing him as a king, remember me. Amen. Praise God. And that's my cry today. Lord, remember me. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember
Amen. Me. Amen. Lord, remember me.
That ought to be our cry. Lord, remember
me. Lord, remember me. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Amen. Because Jesus' response was the ultimate response. Amen. His response was this day. Amen. Praise God. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Amen. Not when I call you back for the resurrection. Amen. One thing that we could be glad about, to be absent and to be absent in the body, is to be present with the Lord immediately. My spirit goes to him immediately. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And so I just thank God for that. Amen. Do anyone else want to share, amen, how when you studied this lesson and how through what was taught today, how it blessed you, how it shifted you. Amen. Praise God. Brother Golden, that was really good. Amen.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Amen. Sister Samantha, you sharing today?
Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's truly just a reiteration of just knowing that they didn't take Jesus's life. He gave it up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave it up for every one of us. So I thank God for this lesson on today, just the reiteration of the true meaning of why Jesus went up on that cross, and it was for you and me. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, this is Holy Week. Amen. Praise God. We have to remember the cross. Amen. That was such a good share. Remember the true reason. Amen. Pontius Pilate thought he had the right to take it. Amen. He says, I got the right to take your life. Jesus said, no man can take my life. He said, I
Amen.
Lay it down and I shall raise it up again. That's God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And beloved, we have to remember that there are things in authority that God has given unto us that no man can take. Our joy, our peace. Amen. Our right standing with him. We got to lay it
Amen.
Down. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. No one can take it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is
no
why
can.
We
Amen.
Need the mind of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let people, if someone is robbing you of your peace, it's because you let them. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's
God
right.
gave us authority. We have to shift the way we think of things. We are not victims. We are victors. Amen. Hallelujah. Only Amen. Victims go about saying this person did that to me. That happened because of this person and that person. Jesus was not a victim all the way to the cross. As a willing lamb to the slaughter, he was not a victim. He operated in victory. There was victory in giving up his life. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. The world didn't know it. Amen. But he knew the victory that would come. Victory that
Amen.
He brought about for you and me. As Sister Samantha
Amen.
Said, Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to know the truth. Amen. Praise God. And I do hear that some of us are still speaking of Easter. I want us to do a study, amen. Those of you, I want you to study the origin of Easter. Amen. Praise God. Study it that we can get this thing out of our vocabulary and relating it to, amen, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Because Easter is a pagan holiday. It doesn't have anything to do with what Jesus did. Amen. Hallelujah. The world has aligned their holidays with our sacred day. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And they, if you get some versions of the Bible, they even got Easter in the different versions of the Bible. This is why we have to be careful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. These Easter egg hunts and these bunnies and these gods of fertility don't have nothing to do with why Jesus Christ died on a cross and rose again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And beloved, I say this to you, not to hurt you or harm you. Amen. But that you would understand that the world is constantly trying to creep in. Amen. Hallelujah. Try to creep in to that which is holy. Amen. Praise God. This is why we have to know the truth for ourselves. And we have to not conform to the ways of this world. Amen. A lot of us, we have done a lot of conforming, giving away, giving out bunnies and having Easter egg hunts and all of that. All of these things are going on amongst the saints. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because we think that we have to give the children something. Amen. Hallelujah. What we need again is our own school. Amen. Praise God that our children don't have to be subject to some of these things. Amen, that they're being subject to, amen, in the world system. Amen, praise God. And so we really have to be mindful, amen. This was correction that we will know the truth, that this truth shall make us free. Amen, praise God. So do that study, amen, that you can know, amen, that's pagan. That don't have nothing to do with, amen, praise God, hallelujah, why we celebrate and look to the cross. Jesus Christ, the rock
Amen.
Of our salvation. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this way we can teach others. Amen. Praise God. But the world want to infiltrate. Amen. They want it to be all inclusive. They want Jesus and Easter to be the same. It ain't the same. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Holy Week don't have nothing to do with Easter. Amen. And so,
all right,
beloved,
man.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Do the study for yourself that you can illuminate the eyes of your understanding, that you will know the truth about this thing. Amen. Praise God. What did Sister Samantha say? The real truth. Hallelujah. Because people running around talking about their truth today. We want the real truth. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. What God really meant. Why Jesus really died. Did they truly crucify him? Yes, they crucify him, but he went willingly. He gave up his life willingly. Our lamb to the slaughter, our scapegoat. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our substitute. Amen. And this is why we praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. He truly gave us a gift. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want to give you some practical points to remember. Amen. Just give me a minute and let me get to the practical points. These are things that we should remember. Amen. Praise God from this lesson. And we need to apply these things. It says one's commitment to godly principles is revealed in times of greatest personal agony. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus in the midst of agony. Amen. Hallelujah. Instead of Amen, acting out or dealing with or coming down from the cross and saying, I don't want to die for these wicked people. Amen. Praise God. He did what? He chose to pray a prayer of forgiveness. And so one's commitment to godly principles is revealed in times of greatest personal agony. Amen. Praise God. When everybody rejects you, when nobody's in your corner, how do you respond? Greatest agony. When our body is sick and aching in pain, how do we respond? I love Sister Sheila's testimony today. Amen. Hallelujah. God, listen, there's a possibility, amen, that what they said was there. That could have been fact. Amen. But I believe that when she spoke the word, amen, praise God, that God didn't say that my feet had to be cut off for him to heal me. Amen. Praise God. I believe that it was her faith that made her whole, her declaration. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that if there was any infection there, that at her declaration and her faith in God, amen, or faith in the power of Christ to heal, amen, that I believe that it was done away with. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to be able to agree with God, amen, when we are found in the greatest agony. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you remember that. Amen. It's easy to say who we are and we ain't going through nothing. But wait till you're going through something. Amen. Like the Hebrew boys, amen, and the fiery furnace. If he deliver us, that's good. And if he don't, he's still God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we will not bow down. Amen. Praise God. The greatest personal agony. Daniel in the lion's den. Beloved, remember some of the places that you have found yourself. Amen. Agony that you had to believe God. Amen. That you had to believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the second one is man's idea of salvation often differs from the true salvation God offers. And this is what Sister Samantha talked about. Amen. We want to know the truth, the real reason, what really happened. Amen. Praise God. Man's idea of salvation often differs from the true salvation God offers. Amen. Salvation as a free gift. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation as a free gift. Amen. Many mock Christ. This is number three. Many mock Christ, which means many will mock his disciples as well. Beloved, we are not greater than our master. Amen. Our master that served us. Amen. Him that was perfect. If they mock Jesus, they will mock us too. So we can have expectations of being mocked, but we need to do what? Stand firm. We need to know God toward us, because they will have an opinion. They will have an opinion. Amen. Brother Golden, you spoke that. They will have an opinion. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Number four, instead of standing up, and sometimes those that have opinions about you are those that's closer to you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like the enemy spoke through the malefactor and the enemy spoke through Peter, Jesus said, you know not what spirit you speak by. Amen. Sometimes the enemy can speak to your husband or your wife, your daughter or your son. Amen. Your mother or your father. Those that are close to you. Amen. Where it really hurts. Amen. You got to be able to identify. You got to know who you are. Amen. Praise God. Or who God calls
yes, you
to
do.
Be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Instead of standing up for those who are being derided, people tend to join in the attack. Don't be moved by the mess. Amen. Praise God.
There you go.
Sometimes we see other people being ridiculed and we see their character being attacked and people have a lot to say. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that true?
They do it every day. Amen.
What position would we take? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There was one. I asked people, just like Jesus asked his disciples. I asked the congregation and people that knew me, who do you say I am? I sent out that as a spiritual exercise, and people had all kind of things to say about who they thought I was. Amen. And then I asked them, but who do God tell you that I am? Seek God. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to know who your leader is? Seek God. God will reveal. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say that I am. And there was one young lady that said, when you asked the question, I sought God. She was the only one that said it. And she said, my spiritual mother. Amen. Praise God. And she went in and began to speak to expound on. She said, I sought God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes the relationship can be hard. But she said, I sought God. Amen. Beloved, when things get funky and funny, you better seek God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because our ways are not and our thoughts are not His thoughts. We got to seek God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then there was one woman. She was a pastor. Amen. Her revelation changed. Her answer changed. And a flow of the prophetic opened up, and she started prophesying. See, when you seek God, you could bring forth a prophetic word. Why? You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. Amen. Because if the prophetic spirit reveals something to you and you speak it, amen, praise God, He has made you a voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid to be made a voice for God in these times. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what nobody else is saying. When you know that you have heard from God, you ought to speak what God said. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. So the next one is, God is looking for the person who stands up for what is right. Amen. God is looking for the person who stands up for what is right. Some people will move with the masses. Amen. But God is looking for a person that stands up for what is right. Are you willing to stand up for what is right? Amen. Are you willing to speak truth to power? Hallelujah. Are you willing to stand alone in righteousness? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. If no one else agree with you, amen. Hallelujah. Are you willing to stand up against injustice? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we had examples of this, of movements of love, nonviolent. Amen. Hallelujah. We had examples of this, but Jesus is the ultimate example. Amen. All the scenes around the events around His crucifixion. He was the ultimate example. Amen. Praise God. Moses was a good example too. Amen. When his brother and his sister came up against him and said, you're not the only one to hear from God. Amen. God had to check them. He said, yeah, I speak to you, but Moses, I speak to face to face. Amen. And even with them coming up against Moses and running a coup against Moses, Moses still had to pray for them. You see that? Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, will you stand for what's right? Hallelujah. And standing for what's right means that you may have to love and pray for people that's not for you. Amen. Praise God. The only way that they're going to know
Amen.
The love of God is the stance that you take. Amen. Praise God. Are you willing to stand up for what's right? Amen. And what's right in the eyes of God is not always what's right in the eyes of man. For there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. So we don't want the way that seems right. We want the way that is right. So there is a way that seems right that is wrong, and there is a way that is right. Amen? We're going to go to six. We have
Amen.
Access to the Father through Jesus' blood. We have access. We don't just have access through Jesus' blood. We have unlimited access. Amen? There was a time when there was a high priest that was set in place, and there was a veil that kept us out. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you had to be sanctified to go into the holies of holies. Amen. But now we are sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. When Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, that was the end of that tabernacle. Amen. Hallelujah. The tabernacle rented. And that was symbolic of giving us unlimited access to God. Amen. Jesus is our way to God. All roads lead to Jesus, but Jesus is the only road that will lead you to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every other prophet leads to Jesus. He's in all their books. They all talk about Him. Amen. Praise God. Regardless of their opinion about Him, they all talk about Him. Amen. But only Jesus will lead you to God. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, you remember that. Don't take down. Stand up for what is right. Amen. Praise God. And number seven is, when we acknowledge the Lord publicly, many unbelievers will have cause to want to seek Him. When we acknowledge Him publicly, sometimes it seems like your witness is not penetrating and getting through. But I'm here to tell you, beloved, the word is like a hammer. The heart of man might be stony, but a hammer will break the stone. Amen. Praise God. Know that the word that God has put in your mouth is a tool, a cultivating tool for a stony heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is a cultivating tool for a stony heart if you're speaking to your children. Is a cultivating tool for a stony heart if you're speaking to your husband or your wife. Your friend is a cultivating tool when you're speaking to your enemy. The Bible tells us that the soft answer turns away wrath. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to know the mind of God and how to respond in every occasion. And the way to do that is to acknowledge God that he can direct our path. Amen. And so, beloved, this right here was a great study. Amen. On Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. Amen. Praise God. This is Palm Sunday. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, share the word of God with your family. Amen. Praise God. Just engage in conversation. Sometimes we speak to people on the phone and we have to be like Jesus and want to own the narrative. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you just have to change the subject. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes people just want to speak about mundane things and you just have to change the subject. Get your witness in, your testimony in, get some truth in there some way, somewhere, somehow. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be a witness. Let your encouragement be a witness. Just let it keep coming up, Jesus. Amen. And let the power of Christ manifest in the heart of the people. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know that the word, when you speak of Jesus, amen, you're not just speaking mere words. Amen. You are speaking power. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Sister Samantha, I'm going to ask that you do the altar call. Amen. And Brother Golden, I'm going to ask that you close us out. Amen. Beloved, before Sister Samantha do the altar call, this is Sunday school. Amen. We want our hearts ablaze. We want the word burning in our heart. Amen. Praise God. Listen, those, the two that walked with Jesus in the road to Emmaus, his word burned in their heart as he walked with them, but they did not know it. And then it burned even after he was gone. Amen. Hallelujah. A everlasting burning, just burning and burning and burning. Illuminating the eyes of their understanding. So we want your heart set ablaze for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Set Ablaze Sunday School. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. As you encounter the word of God, as you encounter Jesus, may he set your heart ablaze. We ain't coming for nothing. We come to be set on fire. Amen. Praise God. And if we could catch fire, then the world will catch fire. Amen. Praise God. You know how a fire spread. All of these fires that we see burning, they ain't burning for no reason. God is trying to get our attention. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We need to be a fire. Amen. Praise God. The world can't catch on fire if we are not on fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Samantha, please do the altar call.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
On this line on today that is willing and ready to give their life to Christ. And we just say that if you just confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died on the cross for your sin and our sin, you can speak these words and you just say, Father God, I accept you into my life. I am ready to change. I want to be renewed. And I want to be covered in your blood. And I just want you to do what is right. And you just speak those things. You speak that prayer. And you confess with your mouth that he is your Lord and Savior. That you will be saved. And if you just repeat that sinner's prayer, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you will be made new. And I just say that the doors of the church is always open, and if you accept him, you know, there's no other way that you can go. And then you just call on anyone that's on the line that, you know, you can just reach out to them so that, you know, you can get that connection. It doesn't have to be with Cornerstone Deliverance Church. It can be with any church. You just
Amen. Remember that, you know, that he wants us to repent of our sin, because he did die for our sin, and you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. We thank Sister Samantha for that altar call. Amen. Praise God. And beloved, amen. Yes, there are saints. Amen. Everywhere you go, you will find, amen, that God has somebody somewhere. Amen. So even in your region, amen, praise God. But we do open up the doors here that you may join us. Amen. As the Holy Spirit is leading you. Amen. Praise God. I used to like to say that I want to be where God delivered me. Amen. Where he illuminated the eyes of my understanding, where the Bible comes alive before my eyes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be in a place where I can be fed and where I can spiritually maturate. I don't want to just go for the sake of saying that I am going. Amen. Praise God. I don't want any of you to stay here just for the sake of staying here. God should be doing something in your life. There should be transformation taking place. Amen. Praise God. Elevation. Amen. Your life should be changing. Jesus is a catalyst of change. Amen. Praise God. We ought to expect some change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, we're not doing the questions today. Amen. Praise God. We are going to, but what I want you to do is to be prepared next week. Amen. With the questions, you can even answer the questions in advance and email them to cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. This way we can be accountable. Amen. Praise God for you to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That you are doing the work. Amen. So just take a pen and a paper, write the answers to the questions down, and we will grade them and send them back to you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to be accountable to God. Amen. And beloved, we want to be prepared. Amen. I'm going to be dealing with the ministry concerning being prepared, whatever it is that needs to be done. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've been given an assignment, prepare for that assignment. You don't go to your job without being prepared. Don't come before God without being prepared. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not speaking of those that God said come as you are. I'm speaking about those of us that are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to prepare for the assignments that we have. Amen. Let us not just show up and wing it. We got to prepare ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to prepare myself. Amen. I'm going to prepare myself. Hallelujah.
Lord,
come on.
Prepare myself.
Amen. And the way we prepare ourselves is in his presence, in his presence, in his presence, in his presence. That means while we are not gathered together as a corporate unit, we have to get in the presence of God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Amen. Because that is how we prepare ourselves. Amen. So again, beloved, cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. We want you to send in the answers to those questions. And this way, when we ask you to answer the questions, amen, praise God, everybody will take a question or maybe two or three questions. You will already have the answer before you. Can we do that? A pen and a paper, amen. When you email it, you could just email it to us. Amen, praise God. Either you could attach it in an email or write it in the body of the email. Amen. We want to help you help yourself to Jesus. Amen, because that's what this is about. Amen. Brother Golden, we ask that you close us out in prayer.
Brother Paul, Father God, we thank you for those who came here on the line to see when we started this morning for Sunday school. We thank you, Father God, for pressing someone on their way to Gideon, Father, myself, to a true understanding of knowing God through his Bible study, how it can apply to our daily lives, how we can go forth living by your commandment, by your righteousness, by your way. For truly, there is no us without you. For here on Palm Sunday, we know that you truly save our sins. I pray, Father God, that we learn to lift ourselves up. We get down, that we keep our mind on the cross, no matter how much life those at us to keep us down. But there are going to be bad days. Lord, I know it could be some good days. I know you do nothing but keep good days for those who stay in your grace. And I just thank you, Father God, for getting me here to Sunday school today. And truly, we must know our assignment. And may we allow time in our lives to have biblical assignment in our lives to get us closer to the Lord. Because truly, if we all want to admit it, we allow things outside of God to take precedence over us. And I pray, Father God, that you remove those things that are taking precedence over us, and you allow nobody but you to be the precedent.
Amen.
Yes, we must live in this world, job, family, relationship, or whatever we deem personal and number one of, but we also know at the end of the day, nothing closer to us is better than you, Father God, and being number one.
Amen.
We truly need to know that you are the GOAT. There is no other GOAT but you. You are the greatest of all time.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
hallelujah.
May have their people they want as a GOAT, but we all know at the end of the day, the only GOAT is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that's not saying, Lord, by you down the cross. It's truly worldwide, all the people that you touch and say, and no man can truly say that. By dying for our sin and truly showing up when we believe in you and have faith in you. But we must know, Father God, that you are not going to let us down if we believe and pray to you, sir. It's just that simple. There's no ifs, ands, or nays. So I just thank you, Father God, for those who came on the line. Please, Father God, allow the word to touch them, touch their family. Yes, I also learned that we must pray for our enemies when they have negative opinions about us. We should truly also have to understand, Lord, we should have no opinion at all. But truth is about truth in you. Truth on facts to stand in this world. Not about somebody's opinion. Because opinions can be good or bad. But we know what God is righteous and going to stand steady. So I just pray, Father God, that whatever anyone's going through, you release it, remove it, and bring nothing but joy and peace and righteousness in your name. And I just thank you, Lord, for sharing the word this morning. And I pray that you protect all that are here. And may we all tell someone, God, in closing, how the word, nothing but the word.
Amen.
Your veil soul. How we need to tell someone to please come to church. Please get involved in church. Not just here, calling to the church, but if you have to go to a local church where you reside, that's what you must do. For all things must be done through Christ. If we are to manifest after we are dead and gone from this world, to have our spirit in an eternal place.
Amen.
Pray, Father God, we're all making a goal to get to heaven. Start here, right now, today, and serving you, believing you. For these blessings are truly at your name, like I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this service, and I thank God for your participation and for you being present. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we just bless God for you today. Just go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness. Agape love.
Agape love.